Pity poor Bradford, the ladies go said to the Earl of Newcastle on his bawling hall bed. Next day he'd lay waste to the town, he declared, no mother, no child to be spared. But he called off that massacre of Bradford then and there. The Civil War's horrors moved on to elsewhere. But go to Bradford today and take one look around, and you see it's massacre now. In the Second World War we got off very light. Just a few German bombs hit the centre one night. It was when peace broke out, the destruction began. And since then, it goes on and on. We looked on as our swish one arcade met its end. We were shocked to watch Packaget Market condemned. A unique central library brought low in days, local history swept clean away. Not to mention two stations both razed to the ground, their replacements moved further away from the town. Every trace of old Tyrrell Street flattened and bare. Now they call it Centenary Square. City Hall has survived for the powers that be to look out of their windows, and what do they see? To the west, empty property seeking a role. To the east, a gigantic hole. But the civic establishment still had the cheek to shout capital of culture, it fair makes you weep. When they've wasted five decades in wrecking the best to leave us this hell of a mess. And the final mad project's a lake, would you guess, to mirror grey cloud that sweeps over our heads. So the wind can howl freely round Jack Priestley's coat, whistling, thank you for no. The city centre that offers you nothing at all, except a dip in a pond or a jump down a hole, is an achievement that fully deserves the award. Capital of nowhere at all. So we say to the ghost who once haunted our city, you can toddle off home, love, 'cause there's no left to pity. Or roll up them long sleeves and get cracking, and then we'll build Bradford right back up again.